you know, he gets him tied to a chair and has another guy, like, I won't say how what guy or how they got there, but he has another guy murder him. And he was like, make it quick because I only have one cigarette on me. And that line was such pimp shit to me, dude. Like, they should change the show to Moriarty the Pimp. Because that's what this, it's like on some pimp shit. Like, Moriarty's such a badass.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite hosts with the most, Sam, the turkey mom, because it's almost Thanksgiving, and I'm finna be a turkey by eating a bunch of turkey. And of course we have Nick Riardi, the patriot.
What up? Eat the rich.
Eat the rich, bitch. Danny is not here because she got really busy and she got caught up on some stuff, so we are gonna cover for her today. Shout out to Danny. She just got really busy with work and some other stuff, so that's okay because the ultimate duo is back. I'm gonna put that horn sound effect right here.
Fusion! Ha!
Okay, you put your finger in the wrong place.
And now now we're an abomination.
Now we're just like a fat, huge.
Yeah, we're just like a chubby kid.
He did like Freya.
We're the kid from Goonies right now.
Goonies, yeah. Oh my god, dude. Anyway, we're back with our second part of our fall first impressions. Last week we did the first part, and now we have a batch of 8 other shows that we gave our first impressions on. And you know what? I think I enjoyed last batch a little more, but this batch, I thought I wasn't going to enjoy like any of these, to be honest, and I ended up...
This was a pleasant surprise, kind of.
Yeah, actually, because I thought it... Like,
a little better than I thought.
A little better than I expected as well, for sure. But anyway, yeah, so me and Nick, the ultimate duo, Double Dragon, baby. We're going to do... You ever play that game, dude? Double Dragon? You ever play Double Dragon games?
That's against my religion. No.
Jimmy and Bimmy. You're Bimmy.
Jimmy and Bimmy?
Yeah, because like in one of the Nintendo games, they spelt... It's supposed to be Jimmy and Billy. And then they spelled one of the names wrong, and so they spelled Billy's name wrong, so it said Bimmy. Jimmy and Bimmy, or Billy and Bimmy. Anyway, you're Bimmy. You get to be Bimmy because you suck. Anyway, let's do it, shall we? But first, we'll do a small break right here, okay? I'll be right back. Hey everybody, Sam from Anime Summit here, and I'm here to talk to you about matcha tea from teapaz.com. This matcha is harvested from Uji, Japan, and is certified organic matcha. It's a healthy and organic stress reliever, cognitive boost. It's full of antioxidants and full of natural caffeine to wake you up in the morning. Go to teapaz.com and use anime at the checkout to get 20% off. Or you can go to matcha.animesummit.net and it'll auto-apply the coupon for you. Matcha tea at teapaz.com. Booyah Shaka. Check that out, okay? Links.animesummit.net. You can find all the links right there, including the YubiTubies, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Instagram, social media, and of course the patreon.com/animesummit, where you can find the Patreon to become a patron, give a Smokey his wings. And of course, also, we are now starting to hype up AnitubeCon Winter 2020. Some more. If you heard my last newscast, it was a special report on the last AnitubeCon we did, and some hype for the upcoming AnitubeCon that's coming in December. So December, I believe it's the weekend of the 11th. So get on it. Make sure you follow AnitubeCon on Twitter and follow @ProjectManga for all the latest updates on AnitubeCon and things like that. I think we're getting another video game tournament together for, I think it's for Smash Brothers. So if you want to hit that up, make sure you do. And also just follow so you can be part of the fun and join the Discord, the lobby Discord, and hang around, do some watch parties. It's going to be dope. And also, shout out to 2 new patrons, Mostly Business and Magic Marshmallow. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you giving Smokey his wings. And speaking of Smokey, if you buy it, you'll feel good. Smokey Smokums. Hell yeah, dude. Let's do it. Listener question of the week comes from our patron, King of Telluride. Favorite white-haired anime characters. It was really funny because, like, we were talking in the patron channel, and I was like, yo, what's a good question for this week, you know? And he was like, favorite white-haired characters. And so everybody, like, all the other patrons, all the other people in that channel just started posting.
Yeah.
A bunch of helping characters. Helping us out a little bit. I'm like, for me, hands down.
Menma!
Menma, dude. Oh, dude, yeah,
Bunny,
Menma.
Bunny Senpai Mike just posted that. Oh, dude, Menma. That's got to be Legolas, though. I'm going Legolas.
Legolas. For me, it's probably straight up like Sesshomaru from Inuyasha. If Daniel were here, that's probably what she would say.
Yeah, she'd say Inuyasha or some
she'd say
bullshit like that.
There's some bullshit.
Is there a Fruits Basket character with white hair? There you go.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I would also say like Killua's a good one, dude. Fucking Killua.
Yeah, he's like the most popular one.
Yeah.
Sure.
And
oh, him and Gintoki from Gintama.
For me, and actually Robot helped me remind me of this, but Arbiter from Death Parade.
Yeah, he's not that much of a character, though.
Dude, what do you mean?
Yeah, he doesn't talk much.
What do you mean, dude?
I'm just saying, he's a silent type.
Come on, dude. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. Oh, King also posted a picture of Master Roshi, even though he's bald.
No. That was going to be our pick, right? It was Jackie Chun.
Jackie Chun.
Because Master Roshi is bald, all right? I don't count him as white hair. That's bald.
Yeah,
Jackie Chun. He has white hair.
Who's a totally different character, by the way.
And he's totally the champion of the martial arts tournament, okay? So
he's the champ.
Get on his level.
He is the ultimate champ, dude. He Kamehameha's the moon. That's all you need to know.
He destroys the Earth's ocean currents.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The water just, like, stays still for, like, the rest of the fucking whole entire show. Or don't they wish it back? They wish it back or something, don't they? I don't remember. But also Noya from Dorohedoro. That's a good one because
yeah,
muscle lady. Who else you got? You got someone else?
Pegasus, dude. Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Boy. God damn it, dude.
But for real, dude, we did... I'm sorry. I interrupted you, man.
No, go I was ahead. Just going. I was just saying, Yu-Gi-Boy. It's just become
yeah,
a joke
throat
now.
Throat modulation. Yeah, Pegasus is my male character, and then my female is Togame from Katanagatari. Because she talks
oh, yeah.
a lot. Plus she has like gloves too.
Man, I fucking love that show, dude.
That's a great show. It's not streaming anywhere, I don't think, unless it's changed recently.
It's so good. I hope they do like a Blu-ray press of it.
Just pirate it.
I know, but I want to own it.
Oh yeah, I do too, for sure.
That's one of those.
The only way you can watch it is sailing the high seas right now. So yeah, they don't want your money. There you go.
That's one of those rare box sets. It's like $500.
It's weird because it's like not even that old. It's like 2010. It's like, come on, just fucking put it on a service.
Anyway. Yeah, that was like one of the first shows we did for our decade.
That was the first show, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no, I think you're
or
right.
Or was it the second one?
It was either the first or the second.
We did that and Tatami Galaxy. Those
oh,
were
no, Tatami was first.
Couple. I'm fucking salty. We didn't add the Tatami Galaxy ending theme song to that episode because like that was like maybe a couple episodes before we started doing that.
Tatami.
We hadn't even started.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's yeah. right. You were like, why didn't you put the ending too? I was like,
Sam,
oh.
Add that back in. Go and edit.
Go back and re-upload it.
Just go to YouTube Shit. And listen to the ED before you listen to the episode.
My bad, bitch. Hell yeah, dude. So thank you, King, for that question. Favorite white hair characters, there you go. Bunch of great picks though. Oh, also the not the main character, but the other kind of like really strong character from Keijo. Like the one girl she meets or whatever, she's like really good. She uses a lot of she does the shori you cans.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Shori you cans. Classic, dude. Hell yeah, dude. All right. Let's get into it. Fall, Waifun has Bando. Waifu is Tsukasa Yuzaki from Tonikaku Kawaii or Fly Over the Moon or Fly Me to the Moon. And Hasbando is her husband, NASA Yuzaki.
It's NASA. He's gonna fly to the moon because he's NASA.
Yeah. That was like that whole thing is really funny. It's like that's how he got motivated.
Yeah.
This is like the people made fun of me, so I became really smart at everything. But yeah, dude, they're literally wife, their husband, and other. They get married, so it's like we had to put them as wife and his bando because they're wife and his bando with each other. So, duh.
Literally.
Literally, wife and husband. Okay. Anyway, let's start with 100 Man.
This is probably like the best show of this batch. Maybe.
I might agree.
Maybe
with
maybe
you.
Not.
I might. We'll no, find I out. Kind of agree with that. But yeah, we'll find out. First show on this batch, though, 100 Man, oh. 100 Man, no Inochi, no Iwi.
Wait, are we gonna go to the Mal order?
Oh, sorry, I put it in the order of how you had it on the.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Let's do the Mal. Yeah, we can do the Mal order. Yeah,
that's how we always do it, right? We start from the top.
Yeah. You're right.
Because that's what the people want to hear. They want to hear.
That's what the people want to know, dude.
All right.
Okay, I fucked up. Hold on. Let me get in. Let me get on it.
Tonikaku Kawai, Over the Moon for You. This is a Studio 7 Arcs animated this. It's a comedy romance shonen based on a manga. And what else has 7 Arcs done? Oh, they've done White Album? But I don't think they did White Album 2. They just did, they did, I think. Nope. Wait. Anyway. There's a difference between White Album 2 and White Album 2nd Season.
They did Lyrical Girl. Yeah, that's right. I remember we had to like say that in the beginning of that review. We were like, first of all, this is not the same.
Oh, they did Arte.
Arte. They also did Lyrical
Girl. So I think
this
is like the best show they've done. I'm just like scrolling down
their list. Well, they did Lyrical Girl Nanaha. That's a pretty good one. And Sekire, which is classic, but I haven't seen.
Did I stutter?
There's like 15 million seasons of Sekire.
Oh, Lyrical Girl Nanaha. That's from 2005. Holy shit.
That's an oldie but goodie.
It's like they do one show per year, basically.
One show per year. Yeah, dude. Sekire is probably their oldest, I think.
They haven't done a lot. Anyway, this show is like one of those. It's kind of like a clan ad style romance a little bit. Because it's like funny, and also it has like these like bittersweet moments, but then it's like immediately back to funny again.
It's got
it's not as sad as clan ad. Definitely.
Yeah,
not.
No. It's got one of those shows that's great with like comedic timing, which a lot of these shows on this batch are.
Yeah, this is surprisingly pretty funny at times.
Yeah. But basically, what happens is this kid named NASA Yuzaki or NASA, you know, National Association for
National
Space,
American University.
National American University Yuzaki strives to be remembered for something more. Fortunately, it seems he's on the right path, ranking first in the nation's mock exams and set to enter his high school of choice. However, everything changes in a single night when he notices a girl across the street on his way home. Enraptured by her overwhelming cuteness and beauty, it's love at first sight for NASA. But in his infatuated days, he fails to notice the approaching danger speeding down the road and finds himself at death's door by Truck-kun.
Does it say that on there?
No, I just said that. Yeah, fucking Truck-kun. Except he didn't get transported to another world this time, which is nice. That's a nice change of pace. But basically, the girl rescues him, saves him pretty much from getting fully on, like, tackled by this fucking truck.
Yeah, and she blocks it with her head. I don't know how that makes sense.
She, like, survived. Yeah, like, she didn't get hurt as bad or some shit. But, like,
there's a lot of supernatural bullshit. Basically, she's like a character from Baki. She just takes, like, infinite punishment from a truck. I was half expecting the narrator from Baki to show up and be like, the force from the truck is enough to fucking kill an elephant, but she trained her forehead.
And then he, like, falls in love with her, and he says, will you go out with me? And she's like, only if you marry me. And then they get married.
Nice. That's hot, dude.
Would you do that?
The question is, would you do that in real life?
Marriage tag on N-hentai? Oof.
Dude, get back to me when there's a speech impediment tag, all right? Okay? Blood on the tracks? Blood on the trail? Manga? Shout out?
The fuck is
Scary
wrong
mommy?
With
me? Look, if the mom isn't scary enough to give her child a speech impediment, then the tag is just not good enough.
The fuck, dude? No, but you know what, though? Fucking Nick, dude. No, this show is really funny. It's really cute. But like one of the things that it clowns on a lot, which is kind of really funny, is there's a lot of other anime references in it. Like,
oh yeah,
there was Shokugeki no Soma. There was
a Shokugeki this late or this early or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. There was
this early in the morning.
Yeah, and he was like, "This is like, you know, it was like almost too good to be true for him." You know, kind
it
of.
It literally like, is. She's like a manic pixie dream girl, except she's not like manic or pixie. She's just kind of the dream girl.
Right. And like they go to the bathhouse because like the apartment he lives in doesn't have like a bathroom in it, you know? And they're like, you know, they're in the guy side and the girl side, and he's like, "This is straight out of a plot of the
Is the bath episode."
Yeah. The second episode after they're all moved in or whatever. And the girl who like,
I think that was the third episode actually.
Oh yeah, no, I think it was the third, yeah. You're right. Yeah, it was the third. And the girl whose family owns the bathhouse is like making fun of him and calling him a pervert. It's like, "Oh, so you know, you're a lolicon or whatever." It's like, "No, like shut up." Like
yeah,
they're
listening.
Like in the middle of the street. Like, you know, like, but yeah, no, it's really funny. Like, and he's like, again, he's like super duper smart because like people made fun of him for his name. And he was
That's
like
a great reason to be smart.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, his reasoning was like, "I want people to say my name and be like, yeah, he's really smart," and not say, "Oh, what are you, an astronaut?" Because like that's how they made fun of him or whatever. Like,
how's that an insult?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
It's like a fucking huge compliment, dude.
They're like, "Hey, Nasukun, what are you gonna be, an astronaut or something?"
It's like, "Man, in fact, I will." This is really just a prequel to Space Brothers.
That's such a big insult. Like, "Oh, hey, Nick, what are you, like, what are you on an anime podcast?" Oh,
wow. <It's> like, pathetic.
Pathetic, dude. But, like, it's really funny because, like, the big thing is they kind of barely know each other because, like, after she saved him, she kind of disappeared for a little bit.
They don't know each other at all.
No, and then he got into a school of choice and everything, and he moved out on his own and whatever. And then she just shows up at his door, and she's like, "What's up?" And he's like, "Oh, like, yeah, I thought, you know."
It's, like, simultaneously, it's almost, like, too fast the way that the show moves, because like the way that she showed up his door like that was just like, "What? How did that happen?" But I think right. They're gonna explain it too, with because yeah, at the end of the third episode, we only watched the first three episodes for all these. The end of the third episode, they kind of give a hint at, like, there's this like Ojisama rich girl who like rolls down the window and she's like, "I finally found you, pink haired girl."
She says, "Well, she says Nae-sama," so I think that's her sister.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes, which is like. Don't they sometimes call each other sister if they're not like blood sisters?
Oh no, you're.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they that's like wrong. Like, well, like sister or whatever. Well, no, because I think.
Oh, Chitose is the girl's name. Chitose, didn't say it, yeah, but she's on the mal page.
She's on the mal page. Anyway, I'm gonna keep watching because I think I want to just know what happens. Like, I want to see, because like in the beginning, he even questioned it too. Like, as we're questioning it, he was kind of like, "Okay, this is all moving really quick, and we barely know each other."
Yeah,
but like. You know, I know I love you, but like, why me? You know, and she's like, "I wouldn't be here if I didn't love you." Like,
yeah, she is like the manic pixie dream girl archetype because she just like automatically likes the main character. But it kind of makes sense. I don't know. It's one of those things like this like actually can happen in real life where people just like instantly get married. Like, it surprisingly does happen.
I mean, yeah, it does. Yeah, for sure.
I don't
in
know
Japan,
how often
though.
It works,
I don't know.
But, yeah, I don't know how often that works, but.
Yeah, so are you gonna keep watching or no?
Oh yeah, for sure, dude. The OP alone,
the OP is
really
good.
The show. This OP is probably my favorite of like this batch, and then maybe even better than anything from the last batch.
And it's different. It's not super anime sounding.
It sounds
like
Clannad.
Different.
That's why.
Just reminds me. Oh, does it? Yeah. It sounds different. You know, it's and I like the animations that went along with it, like how they cut everything and the little borders on the left and right side and the panels are really cool. But yeah, I'm gonna keep watching.
It also has kind of the I don't understand what my husband is saying vibes. That's like one of those popular short shows from last decade, from 2014.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you should watch that. Everybody should watch that. It's, the episodes are 3 minutes, and it's fucking wholesome, dude. And that one also has, like, other anime references. So, yeah. That's I can't understand what my husband is saying. Great ref.
Great so, ref, yeah. Bro. All right. The next show down
that
the list.
That was Tonikaku Kawaii.
Tonikaku Kawaii. What's the next one? Not this one, right?
We scrolling down, it is Kamisama Ninatahi, or okay. The Day I Became a God.
The day I Became God.
This one kind of reminds me a little bit of Haruhi, but this is a studio
PA Works,
and it's an original.
12 eps.
And it does look like PA Works, doesn't it? And basically, this girl who's like, she kind of is a god. She like just appears at this young boy's like university entrance exams. And she's like, she's always like talking herself up. She's the god of omniscience. And she says the world is going to end in 30 days or something. So it's not urgent at all. So like,
right.
It's basically a slice of life. And she like proves her abilities. Like she tells them like who's going to win in the horse in like some like, gambling horse race. And, she like teaches them how to do ramen. The funny part is like, he's defending this ramen shop at one point. And she's like, it's easy. You just have to follow these steps I chalked out on the floor. And he's like doing this choreographed fight against this Yakuza guy. He's like, oh, step two. And he's like, all right, left hook, go. She's like pulling his puppet strings. But so, yeah, this like takes a, place she, during the she, summer before the end of the world, apparently.
She claims that she's a god, and she's like...
Great dub, gonna... by the way. That's actually a really good dub.
I didn't watch the dub, but she says, she basically tells the main character, Narukami Yota, the world's going to end in 30 days. And then she's just a big mystery. Like, she's, like, able to predict shit and do all this crazy shit that...
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. And then so she's like, okay, well, are we going home? What do you mean? Yeah, you can go home whenever you want. No, we're going to your home because that's where I'm staying. And Yoda's like, what the fuck?
Hey, it's kind of like it's kind of like the last show.
Yeah, no, straight up, like she just shows up at the door, like, hey, I'm gonna stay here now. But like, she's like, no, call your parents; they'll give permission.
Look at me; I'm the captain now.
I am the captain now. And so he calls his dad. He calls his mom, and she's like, "Is she? How old is she? And how is she dressed?" He's like, "Well, I think she's like in elementary or middle school, and she's dressed kind of like a cosplay nun." And she's like, "Yeah, bring her here." And then. She, like, falls later, like, he's like, this is crazy. Like, what the fuck is going on? And then she falls asleep in the parents' bed. And she's like, I can't believe this day is here. Like, I can't believe she finally came. And then they kind of leave it at that. They don't say anything. So they'll probably explain it more later. But, like, the second episode was hilarious because there's this girl that Yota likes who's, like, his childhood friend. And they're trying to come up with all these ways to, like,
he confesses, and she's like, sorry.
Yeah, she just rejects him. So, like, yeah. Hina, the god, is, like, trying to help him figure out, like, how to, like, win her favor. And so Yota's sister has to, like, film a movie for her class or something. So, like, they're making all these different movies, but, like, they're just references to already existing movies. So the first one was Armageddon. And then when he was like, I have to go into a rocket and put a bomb on the meteor. And then he just goes like around the corner, and then she sets off some sparklers, and then he just comes back and he's like, I am back. Like, it's just like, it's like a really bad like version of it. And then they do Rocky. And so they get his best friend involved, Kokuho or whatever. And Kokuho is like in the American like boxer shorts, American flag boxer shorts, and he's wearing like the white and red like in the first Rocky movie. And then he's like, okay, and then when you win, you have to yell Izanami's name and ask her for, you know, whatever. And then so like he's all bruised and beat up and he's like, Izanami, like in Rocky or whatever. And then the last one was Edward Scissorhands, and he's like,
oh yeah, I remember that part too. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, this show was funny. And so like this is one of the shows too where the comedic timing is really hilarious. Like it just like will quickly cut to a little thing real quick and then be
I love the haughty goddess. She kind of reminds me of Holo a little bit from Spice Mole.
Yeah.
More of a lolly, but, you know.
Lolly.
Therefore better.
Therefore better.
Funnier.
But yeah, like, there was a like an example of the comedic timing. There was a scene where, like, Hina's, like, wondering why she doesn't have a cool godlike name. And Yota,
oh, yeah, his whole family has god
names. His whole family has, like, god names, yeah. So, like, Narukami is, Naru is Sunny, I think, and, or, yeah, or Daytime.
Yeah,
or
they
Sunny.
All have god names. That's...
And Kami is a god. So, yeah, it's like, and Sora means sky, which is his sister. So he's like, oh, why do you all have god names? And then it's like, okay, wait, what's your name? Oh, my name is Daichi. Oh, yeah. You're the god of the forest. It's like, she just starts crying. So fucking, the comedic timing is really good. Now, I don't know if this is one of those things that's holding my interest just enough, because I kind of want to know, like, the whole thing. Like, I want to know where she came from. I want to know the details.
Yeah, it's kind of like, was it Hinamatsuri? Was that the one where the alien girl crash landed?
Yeah. Yep.
Is that Hinamatsuri or is that?
Yeah, Hinamatsuri. She comes into, like, the big steel egg thing. Yeah.
How is that not recommended on Mel? That's fucking weird. All right.
Oh, from this show? Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know. That show is also going to have another season. That's going to have another season, too. The manga ended, like, last year. The Hinamatsuri manga.
Is this Key? No, this is an original. Is it written by...
No, this is an original. This is an original.
Oh, it's written by Jun Maeda. Okay. That's why Angel Beats is recommended. Fucking Jun Maeda, dude. Forgot about that.
Okay.
All of his stories are like bittersweet. It's like Clan Ed, Charlotte, Key, what is that? Angel Beats, Air. Yeah, Little Busters. There you go, Sam.
Yeah, I love Little Busters, dude.
All right, so it's going to be like that.
So if that's any indicator, then, you know, maybe I'll keep watching. I don't know. I kind of just want, I want to know what happens. You know,
for,
like,
June Maeda alone, you have to watch it. All right.
Is the world going to end in 30 days? I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, yeah, that's a good one. Maybe I'll wait until it's most, like, all out or whatever. But, yeah. You can watch.
It's kind of easier to remember if you binge it a little bit.
That one is on Funimation, I think. Funi. And then, yeah, dude. All right, what's the next one? Scrolling down.
I believe it is... Oh, you got to say it in the Japanese voice. Kimi Toboku no Saigo.
Kimi Toboku no Saigo no Senjo. Ariwasuke Hanamashiru
Seisai. Never gets old. Yakuza. Our Last Crusade or The Rise of the New World. This was like a generic fantasy isekai. Okay, there's a great war that's raged for years between the scientifically advanced empire of the Nebulous and the realm of the witches, till the youngest knight ever to receive the title of their empire's strongest meets the princess of the rival nation. Though they're sworn enemies, the knight is taken by her beauty and dignity, and the princess is moved by his strength and way of life. Will the fighting between them ever be allowed to end? It's like Romeo and Juliet, pretty much.
Yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet, but, like, because I talked about this on the newscast, and I was a little excited for it, because I thought, oh, cool, it's just going to be like a... We're going to get, like, a normal fantasy now.
Studio Silverlink, based on a light novel.
Yeah, based on a light novel. And it's weird, because I think the guy who's directing is directing, like, a couple shows this season, too. But I don't know. But,
Shin,
like...
Unoma?
He did Anne Happy. He did Kokoro Connect.
Numa, dude.
This one,
it's just kind of like okay. I don't have like any strong feelings on it. Like, do you have any specific things that stick out to you about it?
I'm gonna be honest with you, not really. I really like the main guy's sword. That's it. His sword.
All right, there you go.
His sword is really fucking cool. Like, I want
a
sword
fan
like
of
that.
Giant fucking swords. Yeah, the first recommendations are Romeo x Juliet and like a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And Sword Art Online. There you go.
I feel like I look at the key visuals for it, and I just see Kirito and Asuna, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah, like, they're like shittier versions of them.
Like diet, you know? I don't know.
The main guy, his torso is so skinny. Like, how does he handle a sword? He has like a concave chest. He looks like a lollipop.
Looks like
looks like Eric Foreman.
Foreplay? He's Foreplay?
Yeah.
Oh, he's either Foreplay. He's Foreplay, and the girl, Lou, or whatever her name is Donna when she was blonde.
Wow, literally, that's 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't have
with
any
guns.
That's what sucks. Like, it's one of those ones I just really kind of like. I didn't even watch the third episode. I was really kind of just like, I didn't really care. It's mediocre, yeah. Which makes it really bad.
Yeah, exactly. The tyranny of mediocrity. It's not like the worst show ever, you know. It looks okay. Silver Link usually does like exactly 5 out of 10 animation, in my opinion.
Yeah, it wasn't.
For some reason, Silver Link is like everything they do is like a 5 out of 10. It's just, I don't know. There's a couple things that stand out. I think Nananbiori is from Silver Link, but
we had some. There's a couple of shows on this batch and on the last one that are just amazing animation. And, you know, it's just like, I had watched this one after all those, and I was like, This one, I had higher expectations for than some of the others. So, this whole batch was a surprise to me. But, yeah, no, I don't really have any good feelings about it, to be honest with you. It just is
fine. Like, if you just want another, again, if you just want, like, another fantasy action show, you could do worse.
You could.
You could do better, too. It has a dub, too, so it's getting dubbed.
Yeah.
That's probably the way to watch it, honestly.
Maybe it's just the whole, like, based on light novel shit, because a lot of light novels now.
Yeah, a lot of light novel stuff is like, meh, all right.
Yeah.
Especially the modern stuff. I think, like, older light novels from, like, 10-plus years ago were a lot different. Like, I think Monogatari was based on a light novel. But, And, like, I think Spice and Wolf was, or maybe that was a novel.
Adachi To Shimomura on the last batch was a light novel, too.
But yeah, like the older light novel shows are a lot. Like the older light novels were different somehow. I don't remember how that ended up working. But anyway, if you see light novel, just know that it's like the ceiling might not be a 10.
It might not be a 10
unless it's Monogatari.
It might be a 6.
Yeah,
at 6.5 at best. I don't know.
Yeah,
but yeah. Anyway, I'm probably not gonna.
What did I give this one? I think I give this one a 4. Just a random.
Yeah, I'd probably
give it a 4. I don't agree with the MAL like descriptions on their numbers. It's kind of arbitrary. Like 4 says bad. It's like bad, very bad, horrible, appalling. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. 4 is like just a little below average to me, but
yeah.
Yeah. It's all right.
All right. You can watch that one on Hulu, simulcasting on Hulu right now. The next one is on Crunchy VRV. This is 100 man no inochi no ue ni ore wa tateru. I'm standing on 1 million lives.
Oh yeah, this is another one that I gave a 4.
Yeah, this is based on a manga, Studio Maho Film, 12 episodes. I don't even know what Maho Film is. Oh, they've only done 3 things. Oh, they've done 2 things this season.
And this is another dub too.
Yeah. So there's 2 shows that they've done on this batch we're talking about now. And the last time we talked about them was this past summer on a First Impressions with the one, what's it called? If it's for my daughter, I'd even defeat a demon lord or whatever.
I think that one was pretty good, wasn't it?
A lot of people liked it. I didn't care for it, but pigtail, twin tail girl, little girl was cute. Daughter. But yeah, I'm standing on 1 million lives. Yotsuya Yusuke, along with his classmate Shindo, and
that's a different. I was thinking of something different. Never mind. For the demon lord one.
Hakozaki Kusei and Shindo have been transported to a strange and unknown world inhabited by mythological creatures. As soon as they arrive, they meet somebody calling himself the Game Master, who then grants them a time limited quest to aid them.
Are you
in
the
his
gatekeeper?
Are you the gatekeeper? I'm the key master. Are you the gatekeeper? To aid them in his quest, he also bestows Shindo and Hakozaki with the roles of magician and warrior, while Yotsuya is randomly granted the role of a farmer. This is how a hectic life of adventuring began for 3 students who now have no choice but to complete random quests for several phases in the fantasy world that they want to stay alive and protect the real world from demons and monsters they encounter.
Wait, is this the one where the guy, he turns into a chef?
Yeah.
Okay, that was the best part. I gotta say, yeah, this kind of funny. His class is like chef, and he's like, I can see their organs, like through their skin. That's like his ability.
Yeah, like, I thought this one was gonna be lamer than it actually was, and it kind of is still a little lame, but like, there's more to it than just like the isekai part, because they get transported. It happens like once a week. They just get put in this other world, and they have to finish the quest. And every time a new quest comes along, they gain a member. So by the time they get to the last quest, they should have 10 people. And so the first episode starts with the two girls recruiting him, and they're all kind of low level.
Of course, it's a harem. He needs a all-female companionship.
Yeah, because the two girls, yeah. And like, the wizard is, like, one of the hottest girls in school, and she's, like, a model and, like, a pro, like, really good in high school tennis and shit. And then he's just, like, a neat, you know, like, he's a fucking nerd. All he cares about is games. And
that's how it works in the real life, man. It's all escapism.
It's all escapism.
We neats deserve this, okay?
We deserve this. We demand it. No, fucking, that's the thing, though, is that this is one of those ones where it kind of parallels real life and the virtual game part. But the virtual game part is scary, right? Because, like, in the game, if one of them dies, they get revived in 30 seconds, no problem.
Yeah.
But if all three of them are dead at the same time, they die for real. And that's,
if you
like,
die in the game, you die in real life.
You die in the Matrix, you die in real life, dude. That's how it works. And so, like, they're getting by, right? Because he's, like, a huge gamer, and he kind of is playing it smart. So he levels his farmer job to level 10, and then he's able to get a new job randomly, and he gets the chef position, which is able to make him slay like this big troll.
It was hilarious. The game master like appears mid battle, and he's like, "All right, time to spin the wheel for your job." And he spins the wheel, and it's like the tiniest sliver, and it's like, "You're a chef." There's like all these huge slivers for like warrior and all that shit.
Yeah, first he gets farmer, and he's like, "Damn it." But like, it's still kind of cool because he's killing goblins with like a hoe.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But then at the same time, it's like, he's like, fuck, I just want to use a sword, you know? And then he gets chef, and then he uses like a butcher knife to like slay the troll. And that was their first quest. So now that was like three episodes in. So now like the next episode, they're probably going to. Oh, so as soon as they finish the quest, they go back into the real world. And it's like, okay, fuck. Shit.
You know, I think I like this one better than the previous one we're talking about. This is, like, more interesting.
It definitely is way more interesting.
It has, like, the same MAL score, pretty much, but it has, like, more of a hook, I guess.
This is, it definitely has, and it's that hook that's kind of making me want to keep watching it, too.
Yeah, I kind of want to keep watching
it. Like, I kind of low-key want to see what happens.
I gave it a 4,
like,
but I'm going to keep going.
Yeah, right, and, like, I kind of want to, like, because, like, the kid's kind of a jackass. Like, he's kind of an asshole, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And as like, you do, as a neat, you know. You suck at life. Pathetic. Just kidding.
Neck dot emoji. Neck.
Yeah, Asuka neck.
Asuka neck emoji.
That'll reappear if we get our Discord boosted again.
Oh, yeah, please boost the Discord, bitches. But yeah, like, I'm going to, I don't know. Are you going to, I don't know, maybe I'll wait. Or maybe I'll wait until it's
I'm
going
to probably try to binge it. That's my plan.
You're going to bonge? You're going to bonge
We'll both watch it. This will be our guilty pleasure of the season.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in if you're in. Okay, let's bonge it. We're going to bonge. We're going to boonge the binge-a-bonge. All right. 100 man. No, or I'm standing on a million lives.
Oh,
okay.
Man. I'm rewatching episode 3 at 4 times speed, and like this fucking centipede just like smashes into their faces.
Oh, man. Yeah. I might keep watching it, though, for show. All right, next down the list is Yukoku no Moriarty, or Moriarty the Patriot.
This was surprisingly good. I usually fucking hate, like, Sherlock-style stories, but...
Old, like, 19th century shit? Yeah, me too. I thought it was going to be boring.
Hashtag eating the rich, and I'm in.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be boring, too. But, like, this is, of course, is based on a manga, which is based on... the story of William James Moriarty based on the character by Arthur Conan Doyle puts a new spin on Arthur Conan Doyle's original work.
Yeah, and so it's like showing how he became He came to be the first and only criminal consultant. So I've never read Sherlock Holmes. Like, I know you got Sherlock, you got Watson, and he just fucking solves mysteries and shit. And, like, so is Moriarty, like, the bad guy? My dumb?
Moriarty is one of, like, which is, like, so there's a lot of Sherlock stories.
Yeah.
And Moriarty was just one of the biggins, like, the big villains.
He's like the Joker to his Batman.
Yeah, actually. And the thing about Moriarty is, so Sherlock Holmes is super smart, right? He looks at you for 10 seconds, and he can deduce, like, 10 things about you. Now, imagine that, but a bad version of it. That's Moriarty. He literally
is. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's got a little bit of a Death Note feel to it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He is literally the opposite of Sherlock Holmes. He uses that same level of intelligence and knowledge and analyzation.
Oh, actually, Monster is probably... He kind of reminds me of Johan from Monster.
Like the manga you guys just read?
Yeah, it's also an anime, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody, okay. read/watch Monster. You get to see Wilford Brimley, the diabetes guy.
Diabetes. In there,
and it's also like kind of a masterpiece. But anyway, yeah, you can see diabetes.
Yeah, so this is 12 episodes by Production IG. In the late 19th century, the British Empire has become a global power due to the strict class stratification. The average citizen has little chance of successfully rising to the top, where the despicable nobility rules over them all. And Moriarty basically just said, fuck you and fuck this class society. Fuck classism.
Is he really the bad guy, though? Are we sure? He says
right,
like
exactly.
Like, me, you know, like
exactly, dude. I'm fucking rooting for this guy to murder bitches, and I'm just like, and it's cool too because we do, you know, we do the 3-ep rule for first impressions, and it was perfect because the first episode was basically Moriarty and his crew and how they do shit. How their crime consultant shit works, and you see them deal with a, I'll just say it, he's a pedophile, and they fucking deal with that shit, because there's a guy going around, you know, slaughtering and torturing kids, and they deal with
that
shit.
Yeah, but back in the day, that was kind of acceptable, so, you know.
What the
Actually, there's just, then, like, no way to really get people for it.
And then, right, no, right, I mean, no, people got away with it more often.
There kind of still isn't, but... Anyway,
and then the second and third episode was Moriarty as a child and how he came across Albert and things like that. So we are gonna see like Sherlock Holmes later too. So that's gonna be sick. That's gonna be dope.
Yeah, dude. You know the meme of the little girl standing in front of the fire and like smiling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that's Moriarty.
That's literally what it is. Except. And the house on fire is the rich, or classism.
Oh my
much.
God, I fucking love this meme.
Yes,
it's like a slight smile. And I think it's a Photoshop in there, but.
So Albert, you know, Albert Moriarty is actually a Moriarty noble, and the Moriarty we are watching was actually an orphan along with his brother Louise, or not Louise, but Louis, and
Louis.
Lewis and fucking Albert adopts them both, and Albert fucking hates his bougie ass family.
It's basically JoJo's Bizarre Adventure season one.
Yeah, and his bougie, like the way they treat people who are not, you know, of richness or high class is like horrible. And Albert's like, fuck you guys. And then, you know, he adopts these kids, and the kids are like, fuck the rich, dude. That classism is bullshit. Every human and every being deserves equal right to happiness, and that's what we're going to do with this fucking country. And Albert's like, that's legit. Kill my family, and that's what happens.
That's legit, it's, dude. Kill my family.
Yeah, it's so dope, dude. It's so sick. Like,
it's got like, that 91 days, like, revenge vibe.
And, like, dude, fucking Moriarty, like... And no fucking anime character has eyes like these, okay? Or no fucking real life person, I mean, has eyes like these. But Albert's eyes are like really like deep green, and Moriarty and his brother Louis, their eyes are like fucking straight up red, and it just is so like, it's so badass seeing the evil look on his face.
There's a word for that, red eyes. Oh yeah, like when you take a picture of somebody if they have blue eyes, like it like fucks it up and makes them look red.
Except he just legit has them. Like, he's like, he about to cut bitches. Or I should say Lewis about to cut bitches. And it was funny, too, because, like, in the beginning, like, when they were, and I won't say how they do it, but, like, when they're dealing with the pedophile or whatever.
Albinism. So he must be albino.
Oh, yeah. Albinism, yeah.
Albinism.
But, like, you know, he gets the guy to, like, you know, he gets him tied to a chair and has another guy, like, I won't say what guy or how they got there, but he has another guy murder him. And he was like, make it quick because I only have one cigarette on me. And that line was such pimp shit to me, dude. Like, they should change the show to Moriarty the Pimp. Because that's what this... It's like on some pimp shit. Like, Moriarty's such a badass, dude. Fuck it. It was so badass. He's like, yeah, hurry up and fucking, you know, slit this dude's throat because I only got one smoke on me, dude. Okay? Hurry up.
I'm saying.
I got shit to do. It's like, dude, Nick, can you just fucking jive this bitch? I got shit to do tomorrow. Fucking... On some pimp shit, dude. Yeah, this is... Where was I watching this? I think it's on Funimation, but I was watching it on Funimation.
All right. Cool story.
But, yeah, no, are you... Sorry, I was fucking yelling for a minute.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be watching it for sure, yeah.
12 episodes based on... I heard the manga's really good. So this is probably... I mean, it's probably going to get a couple seasons worth because I don't know if the manga's still going or what. But, or no, I think it's ended, because I think the manga came out in, like, 2014 or something. But, anyway, yeah, oh, no, 2016, and there's 13 volumes, so yeah. Oh, it came out on Jump Square. But, yeah, apparently, so there'll probably be a couple seasons worth of shit. Probably, like,
you can buy it on Bookwalker/Basement.
Bookwalker/Basement. Wait, was Bookwalker a thing? What's Bookwalker?
I think it's Bookwalker. Yeah, they do manga and a bunch of shit.
Oh, really? Okay, then Bookwalker/Basement. There you go.
Manga light novels. Yep.
Moriarty the Patriot, dude. That's the shit.
I was trying to get you mad by mentioning a Mother's Basement link.
At this point, dude, I'm just like, you know, fuck you. You know, it's like, I'm just done. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Like, /Basement. Everything is just /basement from now on.
Is it /or /? I can never. I still don't understand the difference between them.
Smoky/basement.
Like, what direction does the sun even rise? I don't know. I don't fucking know. All right. Maybe I should.
Every time we talk, we'll just say that. Be like, Nick, you want to hang out today? /basement. Hey, dude, can you message Danny about that AOQ episode we were going to do?
Oh, sorry, I can't. I'm lying down in my Casper mattress.
/basement.
That's okay, bro. Just travel over here and you know, listen to your Raycon earbuds as you drive.
/basement. Raid Shadow Legends.
Let me just put on MeUndies before I get over there. Oh man. All right. What were we just talking about, Moriarty? Good show. I gave that one a solid 6 so far because it's only 3 episodes. I don't give stuff a 10 until it's like farther along.
Yeah, calm down. All right,
I don't think I'm gonna give it a 10, but yeah.
Next one is also by Maho Film. The other one by Maho Film on this batch. Nihiro Warata
Otaku Otoko
Otoko
Otoko by the grace of the gods.
By the grace of the gods.
I think this one's my least favorite of the bunch.
This one's stupid.
I don't know how this has a higher score than the chef one, because it's like it just looks ugly. This guy's hanging out with a bunch of like shitty looking amoeba slimes, and he's like, it's basically like Tanya the Evil, where like an old salaryman dies and like he turns into this, he gets isekai'd into this, you know, fantasy world. So he's like a little kid, but yeah. Like this is I don't know. It's just kind of like boring.
And
it's ugly,
slimes.
Dude. It's ugly. I can't look.
I wouldn't even say it's ugly. It just looks super basic.
Like, yeah, AKA ugly.
Yeah, good point. Like, it's just like, yeah, But what Nick said, he gets isekai'd and he turns into a young kid. And then he just wants to spend his life, like, mastering all the elements and studying slimes. He researches slimes for 3 years or something. And then he evolves unique slimes, and he trains an army of them while developing his magic abilities. And then he gets, like, there's some waifus all around him, harem. Little kid harem, seems gross.
Look, just watch Reincarnated as a Slime. That one is actually looks good. This one doesn't look that bad. It's just, like, the designs themselves are just kind of like, eh. I don't know, man. I'm being a hater.
I like Lulu.
It's really, really, it's the slimes. The slimes are hideous. They look fucking gross. It's like this clear ball with like a little fucking, mitochondria in the middle or some shit. Yeah.
Mitochondria.
Powerhouse of the cell. But yeah.
They look like little faces. It looks all weird. Why couldn't you just make little cute slimes? Like, why do they have to look like that?
Yeah. They're hideous. I don't know.
Seems dumb.
Ugliest slimes ever. I am slime shaming. I'm slime shaming right now.
Slime shaming. That's racist, dude. That's slimist. Don't be like that, dude. Come on. It's 2020, all right?
That's my main complaint is the slimes are ugly. So like what is the boy doing? Like, so he's just trying to like build up shit in the new world and make a better society, like in Reincarnated as a Slime.
pretty much. Pretty much. Every episode he does kind of something different, like in the third episode.
And it's a little bit like Ascendance of a Bookworm, too, where like you have this prodigy kid who's secretly an adult.
Yeah. And then they're just trying to, like, I don't know.
It's not as like relatable or snappy as Ascendance of a Bookworm. Because Ascendance of a Bookworm, like the characters themselves are, you know, they got a little oomph to them. This one is just like everybody's pretty flat.
Yeah. And then in the third episode, he joins, like, a guild because, like, he gets recognized, like, the gods notice his shit or something. And then, I don't even remember. I wasn't paying attention that much. Yeah. But, like,
it's kind of hard to pay attention. It's like...
The hot girls around him are also gods. Like, Lulusha is a god. There's a Gandalf-looking motherfucker who is a god.
I forgot his
name. I think it also started with a G. What's his name? Gandalf? Gain. His name is Gain.
Name is Gindalf. It's just Hideyekiano. Gynex.
Gyndolfo-san. Anyway.
He's just doing it. He's just like doing a bunch of fucking Ultraman poses.
Yeah. Has a higher score than I'm Standing on a Million Lives, but I'd rather watch I'm Standing on a Million Lives.
I don't know. It's just like, I think we're just kind of out on this concept here.
Based on a light novel. Another light novel.
It gets too much into these slimes. He's like, I've mastered these slimes. Now look at these ugly, hideous slimes. Look how fucking gross these things look. They don't even look gross. They just look stupid. Fucking, I can't look at it.
Looks stupid.
Got a bunch of people like celebrating this
kid. Nick is upset right now.
All right. Fuck this.
Anyway.
You know what the main problem is? They got CG horses. The main problem is the slimes. Secondary is CG horses.
CG horses.
They looked really bad in one of the scenes. It's really funny, actually.
My whole film, you fucked up. You don't know what you're doing. You know what you're doing with Million Lives, but not this one. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Like,
you might fuck up Million Lives.
Like, half the shows we're reviewing this episode are, like, six on Mel. They're, like, a 6.3.
Yeah, no, this batch was definitely not.
But, like, they weren't, like, I think what's happening is, like, I think people are starting to score things a little better now where it's, like, not everything gets a fucking 8, you know?
True.
Maybe I don't know if that's just in my head or if that's, like, actually a trend. I hope it's a trend because I don't want everything to get an 8 because then it's, like, not everything's actually 8 out of 10. You know? Well, I don't know.
Maybe they heard you screaming on our podcast about how people
score.
That's what
I'm saying.
Yeah. You don't know. You're already influencing the shit, man. Who knows?
Yeah. So, like, we'll go to the next one. So, as we, like, added the shows for our list, I think at the time we added them, Ikebukuro Westgate Park was, like, lower on the list, so it didn't, like, make the 8 that we're doing here.
Oh, yeah, we didn't watch that one. Shit, yeah.
We could just, like, talk about it next time, maybe. Or, like,
Ikebukuro, yeah.
You know, send us a message if you want to hear about that one. We could talk about the first few eps.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Doga Kobo, dude. They did that one, so shit. I'm all about that shit.
It's based on a novel, and it's on some gang shit.
But that one also has like a 6. So it's like, yeah. All right. Well, 6.5.
And then...
the next one here, yeah, we're doing so Sport Climbing Girls.
Iwa Kakeru Sport Climbing Girls, dude.
It's a sports show. Every sports show is basically a 5 out of 10. Period. Including Haikyuu is like maybe a 6, okay? So there you go.
Based on a web manga.
Fucking shots fired, man.
By Studio Blade. Studio Blade, super weird. Because
they. What the fuck is that? Studio Blade.
They've done like 4 Chinese shows and.
Oh, it's a Chinese. Okay, Chinese. Yeah, because the Chinese are really getting into it more.
Well, the 4 Chinese shows they've done is with another studio called Thundray. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Yin Yang Shi, Nu Wu Shin. I don't know what those are. But anyway, yeah, Sport Climbing Girls, man.
It was actually okay. I actually didn't mind it.
Yeah, the animation's kind of bad. But, I mean...
Yeah,
I
like,
do...
they draw their abs weird.
Yeah, like, the one girl, the
serious girl.
Chick, the Jun. She had like a fucking 9-pack or something. Like she had like
she had like little abs. I was like, that looks
weird.
They
were tiny. It was like a tiny 8-pack.
Do these animators not know anatomy or something, or do they just not give a fuck? Like, I don't understand. That's what pisses me off sometimes. It's like, I know like if they're moving around, that's, you know, it's going to change. But like, if they're just standing still, they should look like, what was that? Like, how heavy are the dumbbells you lift, you know? Should look a little bit closer to that.
Yeah.
And even that show didn't do the best job. Like, they could have done better on that show too. But it's like, God, take some fucking these guys got to read more doujins. These guys got to read more hentai, okay? That's how, you know, the best stuff. It's got to be, you got to do the anatomy like that.
Also,
good armpits, like, though.
Good armpits. Yeah.
They got that part down.
Basically, the plot is there's a new sports climbing team, and a first year is trying to join a team for school, and that's what she's like, the new chick. And it's just 4 girls. But, like, one thing I will say, too, is I do like the designs of the girls a lot, but, like...
Oh, yeah, she has a puzzle piece hair clip.
Yeah.
The main girl, because she sees every wall as, like, a puzzle.
Yeah, and she treats it like a puzzle game, like a mobile puzzle game. Which I thought that little... thing was kind of neat, like that concept.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like when you do a show, a sports show like this,
they're climbing rocks. It's a club and they're rock climbing. That's the plot. All right. Continue.
But I feel like when you're doing a sports show like this, you should at least, like, I don't know, the animation is like it was really lazy. Like there was a couple of scenes where, like, actually pretty much all the rock climbing parts in the first episode were just like stills, like a still montage.
I know sometimes you got to do that to save budget. You know, they don't have they don't have like movie budget.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, yeah.
I don't mind that if they do it a few times, but I think they did it a little too much. I think you're right.
They did it like the whole entire first episode, except for a few parts where
Kyoto Animation did this, it would look fucking good.
Or whichever studio did the parkour one, that one was pretty good too. I don't remember that parkour anime from a couple years ago, but
the one from like a long fucking time ago,
Park Hour.
I think I watched like that one.
It was like BD, you know, Anime Summit BD before Danny. The BD times, anyway.
Stride, yeah. Alternative.
Stride.
Prince
Stride.
Of Stride or whatever.
Prince of Stride. Yeah. No, I don't know. And also, the characters, though, are not interesting enough, I don't think.
Yeah, four girls. So, like, the main girl, she's, like, the curious one. She's learning. She's, like, the audience insert. She's like, oh, how do I rock climb? What is this technique? And then you have the serious girl who's like, I've been climbing since I was fucking 2. And then you have the little lolly skinny girl, and she's like, you gotta lose weight, you fatso. And then you have the then you have like the leader, and she's like got huge cans.
She's like got huge cans, really tall and wholesome.
She's the mommy.
The mom. Yeah, she's like a mom. Yeah. Yeah. You kind of lose weight.
The main girl's character design, it looks really good, actually.
I like her, yeah. I like her a lot, and I like her character, like, writing, you know? But the rest of it just seems bland. The rest of the girls are super kind of bland. I don't know. I was excited for this because, like, okay, cool. Like, another sport anime where it's something that's not, like, you know, it's a little different. It's rock climbing, you know? So it's going to be kind of nice to see. And I had not watched any trailers of it beforehand.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, I thought the animation was going to be good, you know? I didn't think to watch a trailer.
Yeah, yeah. You always got to look at the studio and, like, who's on it.
Yeah, which I did not do, you know? And I just, I don't know. Fell flat.
And even the studio isn't always, it's so it, you're still, like, taking a chance because sometimes it's like, oh, we're putting our B team on this one, kind of phoning it in.
True.
Like Toei Animation does that half the time.
Or, yeah, they'll outsource it or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because studios just, they fucking outsource, like, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's mostly, like,
it's weird, too, because, like, there's a lot of producers on it, especially, like, there's Bandai Namco and Cygames.
Yeah, it's based on a web manga.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. This one...
It's a generic sports story. You know, you have, like, the girls, they're like, oh, we're saving our club, we're trying to get to nationals. And then you have, like, the...
Yeah.
It does, like, a decent job, like, setting up the rival characters. You have, like, the bunny rabbit girl. You have, like, you know, in, like, the third episode, they're like, here are the main rivals. And, like, they show, you know, tiny little montage of each of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, All right, we're going to battle them. It's going to be a sports show.
It's a walk-off.
How do I climb wool? It's like, how do I hit ball? You know what I mean? All right.
How do I climb wool? It's very difficult. Yeah, no. So I'm not going to...
Pretend I am running from radiation.
Pretend... What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Dude, fucking Nick. Okay, anyway. Yeah, I will not continue that one. If you want to see girls rock climbing, then yeah, go ahead.
I might.
I'm good.
I don't know.
I'm good. Also,
if it has a dub, I might.
If it has the jub. Also, I just want to go back to our listener question about white hair characters. I cannot believe I didn't say literally best husbando of the year, Gojo Satoru from Jujutsu Kaisen. I feel like an idiot now. I totally forgot about that. They're still
Hujo?
Going ham in the page. Hujo? Gojo, dude. Scar from...
are we talking about white hair characters?
Yeah, and then Sen goes, this is a character named for Nick. Oh, that's the Scar guy, right?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Scar from Full Metal Alchemist.
Why is that, why is it a name for me?
Because you don't know character names, so you always go, oh, that's the guy with the scar, right?
Yeah. That's got the scar on his face. What's his name? Scar. Yeah.
but yeah. Anyway, sorry. Forgot to say Satoru Gojo. All right. What's the last one? Oh, here's the last one right here. Probably my favorite. One of my favorites.
This is surprisingly better than I thought it would be, and it has a surprisingly low MAL score. Like, what's happening?
Right. And here's
Studio
why.
Shaft,
here's why.
Yeah.
Here's why.
Assault
Steel
Lily.
Shaft.
Assault Lily Assault, Bouquet.
Assault Lily Bouquet.
No, you got to say it French style.
Assault Lily Bouquet.
Nice. All right.
I don't even know how you... I don't. Bouquet is like a...
Bouquet.
Bouquet. Le French, oui, oui. I want to take you to the airport with the passport, and I say celebrity names really well, like Ashton Kutcher. Anyway,
that's my
French impression for you. You're welcome. So, okay, here's the thing.
Dude, I should have been born French.
You should have been born French, and that's your
problem. I have, like, the work ethic of the French. I just, like, don't want to do anything.
And you just want to smoke cigarettes.
I'm not really much of a smoker, but, you know.
Eat Royale with cheese all day.
Dude, I love croissants, though. I'd just be fucking pounding those.
Just destroying croissants, dude. Do you think you could win a croissant eating contest?
Yes. Maybe. No. Yes.
All right, let's make it happen. Anyway,
I'd have to like fast for a day.
Patron exclusive vlog. Nick going ham on a. Nick doing a mukbang.
Mukbang.
Mukbang on croissants.
He's just vomiting.
No. No, here's the thing about a salt lily, okay?
Dude, the girls look like pears. They got them hips, yeah. Bro.
And sometimes you can't tell if it's just like the petticoat dress.
Thicker
or
than
the
a bowl of oatmeal,
that,
dude. Seriously.
Or do they actually have big hips like that? Yeah.
No, they got big hips, bro. They're like...
Because
their
there
dresses
was one...
are like their actual hips.
And the animation is actually really good, but like there's a couple scenes where they were drawn where their legs were just super gapped, like far apart. And it was just like, okay, that doesn't look right.
Hashtag
like,
thigh gap. I think that's a
hashtag
subreddit
thigh
too.
Gap. This is going to be, actually, it doesn't say how many episodes it's going to be, but it's.
It's like Modica Magical Light.
Right, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? It's a mixed media franchise, okay? So there's.
It's cute girls with giant weapons.
Yeah, it's
that's the
light
genre.
Novel. There's light novels, there's radio shows, there's plays, but it does the high school battle girls with a huge weapon. High school cute battle girls with a huge weapon. And
I used to know the name for that. I can't remember right now.
Yeah, it's like Sinful Gear without the armor. They just the main thing is a weapon.
And they don't sing when they're
charm.
Fighting.
And they don't sing when they're fighting. So basically, the plot is in the near future, humanity is threatened by the existence of the monsters called Huge. And
they're called Huge.
Huge.
Oh my
god!
They really phoned that name in. It's like Frankenstein from the other show.
Frankenstein.
Fucking give
yeah,
up, dude.
So they.
Why don't
they
have
to
just do what I do? Like when I make magic cards, like for fun, because I'm a fucking nerd. I just go to like, what is the etymology for blind? All right, I'm gonna use half of that, and I'm gonna paste it into the word for leader or something. All right, I got a fucking abomination of a name, but at least it's a name.
At least it's a thing that
you know,
makes like
it works
sense,
though.
Yeah.
It kind of works.
So the main thing is that of course it has to be young teenage girls to become the heroes called lilies, and they train them in this institution called the Garden, which is also like an academy or a school, and that's how they counter the Huge. They put their magic energy or spirit energy into these things called charms, which are these huge like weapon.
No, whoa, they're not huge. You can't say that because that's the enemy, Sam.
Oh, sorry. They're bigly.
Yeah,
weapons.
Big. Thank you.
Sorry, don't want to.
The enemy monsters
people.
Are huge.
But yeah, it's like a mixed media thing. So like, there's Assault Lily Arms, which was like a novel, and then the first one was like Assault Lily, Shutsugeki or Shimasu or something, and then so this is the first anime in the franchise, and it's called Assault Lily Bouquet or Bukwa, whatever.
Bukwa.
Bukaki.
Bukaki. Oh. Yes. You'd be surprised
but
how many people don't know what bukkake means. You could just say it casually and like nobody's gonna get it.
They'll be like, "Oh, what's that? It's like Chinese or something." Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
pretty much. But apparently, this takes place, in like the beginning or something. But like, the main character is new to the academy, and yeah, it basically follows.
Gotta have
her
the new girl,
the
man.
They follow.
That's the audience insert.
She was rescued by a character named Yu Yu Shirai like 2 years ago from a huge attack. And
wait, was it a big attack or was it a huge attack?
It was like the monsters, huge, huge,
bigly,
huge, huge. Whoa, man, that's a huge, huge.
That's a big bitch.
I'm going to insert that clip here, that one. That's a huge bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I don't think I said it right, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's a huge bitch.
No, but like, yeah, it basically is just battle girls with big weapons fighting big monsters. It's kind of like Sinful Gear, God Eater.
Modica Magica a little bit.
Modica Magica a little bit. Because
it's Studio Shaft. They also did Modica.
Shaft.
It's definitely, yeah, because it's got like these sad girls, you know, a couple sad girls are like, I have a dark past. I'm alone all the time. And then like the main girl has to like bring her out of her shell or something.
Convince her that you don't, you don't have to be alone.
That's how you know she's the main. She has pink hair, so.
Yeah, and when Nick says, like, Monica, kind of, it kind of makes sense because, like, the main girl has pink hair and the girl who's got the dark past who she admires has long black hair.
Yeah.
A little too on the nose there, a little bit.
It's one of the top recommendations on Mel for this show.
Yeah, this was surprisingly cool, though. The way the weapons are designed are still kind of like your typical big weapon, gun blade, cool things, but they're still unique enough where I know, okay, this is an Assault Lily weapon, you know? If you have ever heard of the franchiser game or anime God Eater, you can kind of tell that those are God Eater weapons. With this, I can tell that these are still more unique from girl to girl, from Lily to Lily in this case. But I don't know. The animation was just really cool. The fight scenes were really cool. Like, the fight scenes were sick. I was like, wow, dude, this is really awesome.
Had like combination attacks and shit.
Yeah, it was cool.
The OP is also actually pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Pretty hype.
It was catchy. Very anime sounding, but like very cool. Very catchy. And yeah, I don't know. If you want to watch, this might be a decent like little girl, big weapon, battle girl show. That's going to be.
Hold on. You had me at little girl some.
God damn it.
I'm sorry. I got to make that joke every time. My favorite is like fucking way back a couple years ago. I'm like, stop right there. You had me at fifth grader.
Yeah. Please don't call the popo.
I'm joking, everybody.
Yeah. That was joke. Okay, anyway.
In fact, I'm the most vanilla person on this podcast by a wide margin.
Nick, when he watches porn, he watches the British porn where it's like, up, there we are.
There we are. Show. It's like dark. Like, I literally can't even see it because they have the lights off.
Yeah. The blanket or the bed covers is covering everything. You can't see anything.
It's like Chappelle's show. He's like, can we turn off this R&B? I want to hear you breathe.
But yeah, dude, Assault Lily Bouquet. I would say watch the first. Give it the three episode rule, and
yeah,
tell me
yeah.
what you think.
It's like a little mini arc
sure.
in there.
So, let's review, shall we? I have the last week's show notes up. What do you think is your favorite OP and or ED this season?
Oh, I'm gonna go with the one recency bias. Over the Moon for You. I think I'll pick that one as my OP. We might have to pause this really quick because I have to like check the EDs. I'm just going to only do the OP because I'd have to look like literally go to every ED.
For me, the ED to Moriarty was cool. It was just a montage. It wasn't really animated, but
most
really
EDs are like minimal.
Right. But the best ED of the season, Jujutsu Kaisen, because it's like all the characters just in street clothes, like dancing. In like a fucking one color marker or like three or four color marker animation. It looks like fucking marker. And they're just like dancing. They come out of a door and they're just dancing. It's fucking amazing. Like it's super cool. And the song is really catchy.
Yeah, it does have a really good song.
Yeah, the Jujutsu Kaisen OP and ED are both good. But the Assault Lily Bouquet opening.
Oh, yeah, dude. The ED is actually really. I'm just going to go with that. Because they have like this. It's like a really sketchy style. They're dancing.
For Jujutsu Kaisen, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. This is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope.
I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I already know it's like better than any other ED.
Yeah, I do like the ending to Moriarty just because I like the scene that they're doing. It's a very nice change from... It's like a really bright, kind of wholesome ending, and then the very last like scene of it, it gets really dark.
See, this
outside.
One I don't like. It doesn't fit with the time period. It sounds too much
like
Gate. I just fucking hate Gate, dude.
I do also really like the opening to what Nick said earlier, Fly to the Moon or Fly Over the Moon, just because it was different. Like, the song was different. You know, it's not what you normally hear. And that was really nice. So,
dude, it's a fucking great OP, man.
Yeah, really good. So, Really quick, I think I know what I'm going to watch this season. Definitely Jujutsu Kaisen. Definitely Akudama Drive. Definitely Assault Lily and Tonikaku Kawaii and 100 Man or 1 Million Standing on a Million Lives.
Oh, that's the chef one. Yeah.
Yeah, and Moriarty.
And what about Majo no Tabi Tabi?
Well, I think I might. Journey of Elena. I think I might that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. That one had a weird charm to it that I just, and I know it's really generic.
I know you said you liked it last time, so.
Yeah, it's like a generic witch story, but like there's something about the characters and the animation is really nice.
You gotta watch the Jun Maeda one, dude. Kami-sama.
Oh, yeah.
They Became a God. There's actually a surprising number of, well, there's a lot of shows this season, so it's like, all right, I'm gonna end up watching like,
yeah, me and Danny are going to.
I'm probably dropping Noblesse.
Yeah. I'm not gonna watch.
I'm gonna watch the Yuri show, Adachi no Shimamura, and then pretty much all the ones that Sam said. Oh, Sleepy Princess, Dogakobo.
Yeah, this season's pretty dope. I'm probably gonna drop Kuma 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 Bear, and here's why, because it's another isekai
one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just another generic OP character in a virtual game. VR MMO.
Yeah.
And as much as I think it's really cute, I don't want to watch another one of those.
Yeah, the thing that just weirded me out is like, why didn't they just make the character a guy? Because like the way the character, I said it last time, the way the character acts, she acts exactly like a boy. Like there's nothing that makes her seem like a female, which is like, I guess if they're going for that angle, it's like, oh, they never say she's a tomboy or anything like that, you know?
You're not saying that legit. You're saying that in terms of like how anime normally writes.
Like she's characters. Written like a guy, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. That's just like a weird thing.
I don't know. I don't mind that she's.
Well, yeah, I don't care either. But they have to acknowledge titties. It. The thing is they don't acknowledge it. It's like, come on, just say she's
a
tomboy.
They acknowledge it. They don't need it. No, right. They don't need to say. No, that. I'm just. You're dude, just a. You're just a bitch.
I'm just too straight. Okay.
Nick's a bitch.
I'm too vanilla for that. Okay. Gochi Usa season 3, I think. I got to get around to that again because I watched the first two seasons of that. There's a bunch of sequels this season that like we didn't cover for this because, you know, sequels, like if you like the first season, you're generally going to watch the next one.
If you're watching and you're watching
but,
it,
like,
yeah.
We should actually do an episode where we cover some sequels. Oh, One Room, third season. I could watch that.
There's also Strike Witches Road to Berlin, which if you're watching Strike Witches, there you go. I mean, yeah. You're going to like it.
IQ, another season. Wrong Pickup Girls in a Dungeon, season 3. Higurashi, which is like a weird... It's like an Evangelion rebuild style, where it's like kind of a sequel, but kind of not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get around to all that stuff.
For sure. And then me and Danny, we will do a little first impressions on Yashihime, the sequel to Inuyasha.
Inuyasha like 200 episodes though.
I mean, I've seen it. Haven't you not seen it?
No, I've seen maybe 5 episodes.
Oh, we'll get cracking. What are you doing?
Golden Kamuy, third season.
Golden Kamuy, third season.
That has a really high score. I guess third
Look,
season would have
a
high score.
I can't watch Golden. I can't watch animes where they hurt bears. Okay, I just can't do it.
Don't worry, it's a CG bear. It doesn't matter.
Shut up. Oh, and also Dragon Quest, dude. Dragon Quest Dino Daiboken, based on the game, you know, the Dragon Quest series. That looked really cool, and the animation looked sick. But I didn't watch any of it. I think it's on Hulu.
Yeah,
but like the style kind of emulates, you know, Akira Toriyama's original designs, kind of, which is kind of cool. So I'm kind of excited to like check that shit out. But it's like a remake of the Dino Daiboken series from 1992 or 91. So yeah, dude, I'm excited. I might watch that too, but we'll see.
Oh, what is your anime, your early anime of the season so far?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh yeah. We already said that. Oh, so from this batch, what was your,
from
was
this
your
batch? Dude, real shit, dude. Honestly, probably Tony Kaku. Kawhi. Fly over the moon or fly to the moon.
Oh, yeah. I was that like, wait, what?
That or Assault Lily. I just really like, because you know I'm a sucker for like that Battle Girl shit.
Yeah.
And I was annoyed that I had to watch it, because I was like, okay, here's another fuck out. If I wanted to watch Sinful Gear, I'll just watch it. But this one stood apart from the rest of them. Just enough. Not too much, but just enough. So, but yeah, no, probably Fly It Over the Moon, just because like it's really funny. I really enjoy that kind of really quick-witted comedic timing, you know? Same with Kami-sama. Kami-sama was really funny.
Jun Maeda, bro.
Jun Maeda. So I don't know. But yeah, I'll say from this batch, though, Fly Over the Moon or Fly to the Moon for sure. Because I want to see what happens. Like, I want to see, like, if they stay in love, they stay married. You know what I mean? Like,
That one's kind of weird. It's like she just shows up.
Because, I mean, I like that shit because, like, I want to see them be a couple.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them not be a couple, and then at the very end they finally do or don't become a couple and they just hold hands. No, this one got lewd real quick. They held hands episode one. That's basically fucking for them. Like,
she basically molested him by touching his hand.
She came onto him. Like, she moved in on him, like, real quick. And I was like, dude, slow down. You slut. I bet you shower naked, slut.
Disgusting,
you whore. Anyway, that's really fucking funny. No, dude, yeah. What about you?
Probably the same thing for this batch.
Yeah.
And then
Last
for the season.
Or for the season?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence on a lot of stuff here. A lot of it's kind of like close to each other. Like the top little tier is like a bunch of shows clustered. The thing is, like, Akadama Drive looks really good, but it's just kind of like a heist. It's like a basic heist thing. So, like, they'd have to make it, like, really funny for me to give it the best. And then Jujutsu Kaisen is just, like, a shonen that's it's entertaining. It's good. You got to do a little something for me, a little something more,
it'll get better.
Sleepy Princess, okay, if you will.
Trust me, it'll get better.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
That's what every shonen fan says. But yeah.
Shut up!
I don't know. Kami-sama, Dark Horse, that might make it.
Oh, yeah. Million Lives, standing on a million lives.
The Ultra Dark Horse, really the chef guy.
The chef guy, Dark Horse.
Oh, my God.
Talentless
Nana, what did we say about that? I don't even remember that one. I know we watched it.
I didn't care for it. You liked it, I think, a little bit. Or no, I mean, no, I don't think you were kind of just like, it's kind of cool.
I gave it a 5, so I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Let's watch it at 4x speed and see what happens.
I don't think you liked it. I think you were just kind of like, no.
I'm in like with it.
Yeah, you're in like with it. But yeah, what do you guys think? What are you guys watching this season?
Oh, Talentless Nana, the guy. Oh, this is the one where they're, she's like killing people on the island.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll keep watching that one. See
how it goes. Yeah. But yeah, let us know what you guys are watching. You know, I am pretty excited for this season. This is probably the best season that we've had all year because obviously
it has like the most shows that I'm probably going to keep watching. I don't know. It definitely doesn't have the best show of the year. Like the best shows I think were from winter, maybe. But yeah.
Let me go back and look really quick.
Because there was like Dorohedoro and Eizouken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then.
And also had Somaling the Forest Spirit and then Bofufer.
Yeah, Bofuri, like, for me, was okay. It was like the first 3 episodes were the best for that one.
Also, Heya Camp.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't watched that yet. I heard that wasn't as good as the original.
And then Orphan, which is still going. And they had the whole Ishizuka Reviewers BS, yeah.
Oh, that one is entertaining.
Toilet Bound Hanako-kun. Yeah, I would say, because Spring and Summer, you know, really got fucked up with the Rona-chan, I think. There was some... Oh, Glipnir, though. Glipnir.
Yes.
But yeah, with Fall 2020 happening now and how we're doing it, we got to get ready for the summies, man.
The summies.
The Summies, that's probably going to come out in January or sometime around then. We're going to do that. But yeah,
we
anyway.
Don't have to do a anime of the decade, so we're a little, God. Little more time this time.
We got to pick, we got to do another decade. Like, let's just do 90 to 2000. Or, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let's just keep going back, or we can even start from earlier, go randomly.
Yeah, that'd be sick. That'd be sick.
ReZero is still going. I forgot about that.
Yep. ReZero. Wait, so what's the continuing shit this season? ReZero. Oh, yeah, Burn the Witch. Oh, that's a movie. Burn the Witch is kind of a movie.
The manga for that one is okay. I don't know. I gave it like a 5.
A lot of Chinese shows again on towards the bottom there.
Dude, I'm not. Yeah, again, I can't get into a lot of those.
Yeah.
It would have to be like if a lot of people really recommended it, I would watch them. But like if it's just the ones at the bottom of the mal list, like, you know, just generic fantasy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah. Anyway, let us know what you guys are watching. And hit us up on the Discord. Join the Discord. Boost that shit, okay? Because we need
our boost. Kaguya-sama Season 2. How'd I forget that one?
That show sucks. I don't want to watch that show. That show sucks. But anyway, let us know what you're watching. Hit us up on the Discord. Hit us up on Twitter, wherever you want. Yeah, dude. We will see you at the end of the season when we finish Standing on a Million Lives, and it turns out it's really good.
Yeah. Standing on a Million Points out of 10, baby.
Oh, man. That being said, I'm Sam. That's Nick Riardi, the Patriot. And this has been the Anime Summit Podcast.